Welcome to the Clopen Effect, a retail podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm your host, Meredith.
And I'm your host, Cass.
Let's have some fun.
So the other day, me and a coworker were getting ready to walk into the back room, and we come around the corner, and there's a guy maybe about 5 feet in front of us, and we witness him pull his mask down, sneeze, like, openly out into the air, like, not even try to cover it, and put his mask up. And me and the coworker are like, I, like, grab her by the arm. I'm like, stop. And he turns around like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's cool, dude. We're just going to, like, let that air out a little bit there, you know? Like, nobody wants the COVID. We don't want the Rona today. We're good.
He didn't
want
to sneeze inside his mask.
Yeah, what is that? I don't understand that. Has the masks, like, taken down brain cells? Are people not getting enough oxygen?
All I know is that I hate burping in my mask.
Oh, gross. Ew, I didn't even think about that.
I'll drink a little Diet Coke or something and then get into the store and I'll be like, burp. And then I'm smelling it.
You know, I mean, I sneeze, you know, but I sneeze like I normally do. I'll sneeze into my elbow.
Yeah.
You know, but I leave my mask on, right? You know, like this guy, I was like, what the hell is he doing?
It's like women, we get home and the first thing we do is take our bra off. Yes. It was like, that was the first thing he thought.
Lord, I got to remove my mask.
Remove my mask to get this sneeze out.
So yeah, that was my ridiculous story.
Where in the back room was he?
Just like walking down the hallway of the
like, was there a produce room? I know they keep tomatoes back there. Like, did he just sneeze all over everything?
You know, now that you say that, people wash your produce.
There's even a spray that's for produce too. Just use it. You never know what's happening.
Working at a grocery store for so long, I never washed my produce before that. Because I was like, man, whatever. You know, germs are good for you. After working
germs
in the
grocery
store. Well, you know what I mean? A little bit of germs is good, you know? And after working in the grocery store and seeing stuff fall on the floor, people pick it up, put it right back. I was like, oh, my God, there's poop on that, you know?
I used to eat apples on the way home.
Never wash it, you know? Grapes. Everyone's tasting the grapes.
Oh, I even wash my bananas. No, I don't.
No. Like, you have no idea where those grapes were before you put it in your mouth.
No, and I'm guilty. If I get home and I'm lazy and hungry, I'm like, oh, just a few won't hurt.
No.
And then I wonder why I have a stomachache all night long.
While you're pooping.
Why does it always come down to that?
I don't know. It's always poop. That's what we talk about. So, talking about coronavirus, you know, everything's just been so crazy. And you see people do weird things all the time, but then now that we have this going on, it's like 10 times weirder.
Oh, yeah. You notice everything.
Exactly. You know, and a lot of the stores that have kind of self-serve are, you know, they're not doing that anymore or they're standing there serving you, whatever. Mm-hmm. So stores are kind of recently opening back up because hopefully we're getting better and everything. So this one store I'm at, they have like pizza kind of out there for you to serve yourself and you're supposed to put it in a box, take it to the register, scan it, you know, purchase it. I watched this lady just reach in, bare hand, take a piece of pizza and just walk away and eat it.
Like not even sampling, right? It's like it's a normal piece of pizza.
Yes, like you're supposed normal to put size. It in a box and pay for the pizza. And she's just eating the pizza. And I see this guy behind the other counter. We lock eyes. And we both look at her. And we both look at each other. And I'm like, lift my shoulders. I don't know. And he's like, what the hell? I'm surprised she didn't take it to the salad bar, dip it in the ranch. Why not? You know, what's going on with these people? What the hell's wrong
pizza
with them?
Pizza on ranch is good, but that would be weird.
Yeah. You know what? If she would have done it, I wouldn't have even batted an eye. This is crazy. What the hell's wrong with you people? We're in the middle of a pandemic. Where's your gloves? If you're gonna reach in there and grab off the community pizza, wear some gloves, animals.
There's at one of the stores, there's gravity bins for nuts.
Yes.
And then they have like the bins.
Yes.
And then they have like trail mix. That's kind of what I call an island.
Right.
So one time, a couple years ago, I would see a worker actually walk up barehanded.
Come on.
Grab I think it was pistachios or something, stick them in his little pocket. Pouch. Yeah, his like little pouch. And then eat them as he's stocking whatever, hell? You know?
You know, that's how many things Stop have changed it. Now. I know. Okay.
Well, first of all, that's stealing. Well,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
You know.
And second, that's just gross. I don't know where your hands have been.
Yeah. And you're touching your mouth.
Yeah. And then the same
again,
store.
Wash your fruit.
Yeah. And then the same store, the customers would do it. So I don't know if he's he started the trend.
Yeah.
But they would walk over to these gravity bins.
Yeah.
And they would just lift up the, just take the bulk, a handful the bulk and walk nuts, through, go over by dairy, and they're going to finish.
Oh, you know what always drove me nuts was summer when it was cherry season.
Oh, and you'd find the pits everywhere.
Everywhere. People just what? Eat a cherry and spit the pit on the floor.
Stop
I'd find
doing
them on
that.
The shelves.
Yes.
I'd find them on the floor. I'd find them in corners and crevices, anywhere. Anywhere. Cherry pits everywhere.
Do you know the first couple times I worked in grocery, I would go pick up the pits not thinking about it. Like, Will, what is this? And then I
touch it with your bare hand.
Then I realized what I was picking up. You know, I was like, wait a minute. Yes. Someone spit this out.
Of their mouth. They chewed it. Spit it out on the floor. I was a waitress for a long time. And it was always the people who would bring in kids. And then, like, their kids would make this huge mess. And you're like, oh, my God, is this how they do it at home?
Oh, yeah, they do.
But then I'd always think, like, yeah, because there's probably a dog there to clean it up.
Oh, maybe. You know? Maybe. Or they're just
I'm the dog
dirty.
That has to go clean it up. You know?
Yeah, like we talked about in episode one, people are just dirty.
They are very dirty. I can't with how dirty people are. But there's definitely things that I will never do again, and one of them is bowling and eat pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sticking our fingers in that ball that everybody sticks their fingers in, putting our feet in those shoes. I mean, I was already weird about that. Mm-hmm. This just validated that will never happen again.
No.
And, you know, and then what is it like? You eat nachos, pizza, bags of chips.
And then you
go
throw your bowling ball and then you come back and do it again.
And then sometimes you share a ball with somebody else because you like that one better than your own. And
Do you like the bowler better or the ball better?
The ball. Maybe a little bit of both.
Depends on who we're with.
Yeah. I'll probably never go bowling again.
Oh, man.
Which really kind of sucks.
And that was your fun Thursday night. Yeah. Everybody got together.
Yeah. Mm. Unless I, like, purchase a ball and purchase my own shoes, which I won't do because it's not that important to me. I think I can live without bowling. Maybe I'll just go hang out and have some drinks.
Go drinks and pizza. Yeah. And don't go
No,
bowling.
I won't eat the pizza. Unless everyone's wearing gloves and they change them in between turns, I will not be eating the pizza. So, you know, every day I gotta go on Facebook and check my memories, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's, like, my favorite part of Facebook. I gave up Facebook for 2020, which I have to say was the
best
decision of, well, it was a bet, but it was the best decision of my life with everything going on.
Yeah.
So I, you know, turn on Facebook just, like, 2 days ago, and first thing I do is I check my memories. And it was this post that I wrote, and it said, God, I don't ask for much. But please let the women at my place of work stop shitting all over the bathroom. I have to say, you know, with Corona going on, I've seen a little bit of poop splatter, but nothing like it was before.
Animals.
I wonder if people just aren't coming out as much. I don't know.
Well, something's coming out of them.
You know, I think a lot of people are taking advantage of that, you know, like curbside pickup and stuff like that. Thank God. Because
I would
feel so bad being like, hey, can somebody go clean up the bathroom?
Oh,
it's really bad in there. I don't know what that is. And I know it happens in the guy's bathroom, too. Disgusting.
I used to work at a salon years and years ago. And there was a nail tech in the back of the salon. It was a tanning salon. And she was pregnant. I remember the nail tech was pregnant. And a woman came in. They were chatting. And she said that the woman went into the bathroom. Was kind of taking a while because she had another customer waiting.
Yeah.
And then the woman came back to get her nails painted. This was before gels and everything.
Right.
You know, she came back to get her nails painted. And the pregnant nail tech was like, oh, my God, what does that smell?
Oh, no.
What does that smell? I'm going to get sick. Maybe it's just pregnancy hormones or whatever.
It's like such a small area.
It was poop underneath the lady's nails.
Oh, my God. I thought you were just going to say, like, it smelled because she pooped in the bathroom.
Oh,
but
no.
It was poop under her nails.
I don't even know how she handled it. I would have told her to walk her dirty fingers right back to the bathroom and scrub that.
No way.
So that's what happened. So that lady, we're just going to guess, went shopping afterwards to maybe pick up dinner. And then even though her nails look good, what did the underneath look like?
Ew.
I know. I don't know. I don't get
why?
It. I remember using the bathroom where we used to work up at the front.
Yeah.
And I would always just think to myself, how do you smell so bad?
Yeah.
What did you eat?
It's like
that
Taco
this is coming.
Bell.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's fast food. It has to be fast food.
It's Taco Bell.
People
and
don't
Budweiser
care. Yeah, please. More salads, vegetables, fruits. Please wash your fruits, wash your vegetables.
My God.
Eat more of them, though. Oh,
it's so gross.
It's so bad for you.
And it always smelled. And it was like 100 degrees in that bathroom. So it made it even worse.
Yes. Yes.
Ew, I don't miss working there. I'm going to
say
that.
No fans, no nothing, you know.
I
know they made
people,
it look better, the tiles on there, and I think maybe you can, like, spray it down, but you can't stop people from going in there and doing their business. So.
Just because you put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
Still a pig. You can put new tile all you want. People are still shitting everywhere.
Yeah.
Sick.
You know, it was one of our friends, I think, that... We got a call on the phone that someone had, they fell in the men's bathroom.
Oh, no.
And I think I was the only one. There was like all women working as leadership,
oh,
you know.
God.
So I was like, oh, all right, you know, we'll go help them. Well, he had fallen off the toilet.
It was their poop
and
on
was
him.
Going to the bathroom
oh,
during
no.
it. And I said, I'm going to have to get someone for you. And I felt so bad. But the only person available that was a male was a utility worker.
Oh, no.
So you're trying to explain to the utility worker, I am so sorry that you have to do this.
But you got to go clean up some shit. And
can
an
you
old
help
man.
Me pick an old, you know, an older gentleman up off the ground? And then can we clean up his mess?
Oh, my God.
I mean, he was embarrassed, but
yeah,
I
for
just.
Sure.
But
I don't
want
to get old.
No.
Yeah.
I have an idea. I'm going to tell everybody right now that's listening. Go to the bathroom at your own house.
Yes.
Don't eat or drink anything
yes.
before you get to the store.
Right.
Leave the bathrooms alone.
Right.
Do your shopping.
Yes.
And then go back home and take your poops or whatever.
Hopefully all of our listeners, they don't do that.
I don't think they do. I think this is a very classy podcast. And everyone right now is thinking, I don't do that.
I don't do that.
No.
No. I don't know. I don't know who does it. It's gross, though.
We had a super tough boss. I had him for about a year.
Yeah.
I think he had like little man syndrome or something. He was one of those.
One of those.
Yeah. And he would just say, do this. It didn't matter. He was a delegator.
Right.
You know, I need you to do this. You know, grab me those steps because I need to climb up here to get the ketchup.
Can you get me the ladder?
Yeah. I did not like him. You know, I didn't like the way he did anything, but whatever. I did what he said. I cleaned
right.
the way he wanted.
He's the boss and we're yes
yeah.
people.
I was so excited when he left. He moved to a different state or something to work at another, not even, I don't even think it was grocery
that's
anymore.
That's the best.
Yeah.
It's like a rotating door in retail, so.
So I'm at the mall, and I got to this store, and I'm looking around, and there's like dust bunnies in the corner, and everything just kind of looked dingy.
Dirty.
There was really no, like some of the lights were out. There was really no organization anywhere. So I'm walking past, and he's standing there with, like, a name tag on.
Oh, no.
And he's talking to someone. So I look over, and he was like, well, hello there. And I said, wow, how are you? I didn't
oh
know you were
God.
Back. He goes, yeah, I'm back. This is my store. And I'm like, really? It looks like shit.
Yeah.
I told him.
Should probably hire me.
I was like, what happened to all the cleanliness, dude? Because you need to wash your walls.
You know, that's funny because when you leave a company, there goes your standards, right? If
you're
not living by that company's standards.
It was like they didn't care anymore.
No.
And I could tell he kind of looked around, and I bet if I went back there a week later, everything was swept.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he
got there, but it made me laugh. I don't think
you know what?
Cared.
It's always the ones that want to delegate everything to everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't.
And obviously,
really...
he was just busy talking to another team member. They weren't sweeping or cleaning. So,
was he flirting with her?
Probably. Yeah. She was a lot taller than him, though. So, I don't think there was a chance.
You know, and that's, I hate slow days because then it's so long.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yeah, I could run around and look busy, but I really don't like doing that. I want stuff to do. I don't care. I'll do anything.
Yeah.
Give me
a job. I do have to say I like watching the people spray down everything and clean down every hour. You know, I do like that now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's making it worse or better for germs.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they just mutating?
Yeah, I don't know.
To like the sanitizer. They're feeding off the
Are
sanitizer.
Are you drinking the sanitizer?
I think a lot of people have been drinking sanitizer.
I think this whole thing has made us just a little bit crazy.
So, you know, people are like throwing fits for the most ridiculous things during COVID. And I have customers coming up to me like, why aren't the drinking fountains open? I'm like, because people put their mouths on it. Like, what do you mean I can't refill my disgusting mug of coffee that I never wash? You know, we're just trying to protect people, you know, and so it's just funny to hear people complain about the littlest things. And if they got it, I bet they would be a little more conscious. Why am I questioning that word? They would be a little more aware. We'll just change the whole word. They'd be a little more aware of what they're doing, you know, and what's going on around them. Instead, they're, you know, the whole world doesn't conform to you. You conform to the whole world.
You know, and really, if that's what you have to complain about, you're sitting at home thinking of stuff to complain about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I understand what we're going through right now. Last year sucked, right?
It was terrible.
I feel like people sit at home and then they get to the store. Grocery stores were the only things open.
Yes.
There was no restaurants or anything like that. So let's complain to the people that are there, the people that are working.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
it's ridiculous, really. Mm-hmm. I heard they just made a national grocery store worker day. By the time you guys hear this episode, it'll probably be over. But I believe it's February 22nd.
All right.
So
do we get the day off then? Everything shuts down?
No.
Oh.
No.
Do other people that don't work retail get to work for us?
No.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So there must be pizza.
Maybe cake too. I was just going to say, maybe they'll have a party for us. It's the pizza and cake that gets us every time.
Every time.
We're like, okay, fine.
And I usually skip the pizza and go right for the cake.
The cake.
I'll take two pieces. He ain't going to eat a piece.
I didn't have any pizza. I'll have lots of cake. This is when I was out at the gas station, right? So they'd pull up in this U-Haul every day. And it was like, I think it was a couple and then a guy that was with them. And every day they're in this U-Haul. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, and the first day they come in and she's like giving me this sob story. Like, yeah, we just moved out here. I had to leave whatever state because it was bad there and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you know, like we're always hiring. If you're looking for a job, go into the store, fill out an application, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes they hire people on the spot. If you don't look like maybe we'd hire. But anyways, you can try. You know, they're a little dirty. You know, you can tell they've had a rough couple of days.
Yeah,
but I figure
a long trip from wherever they came from.
Yeah, they were
from.
Coming from a couple states away, you know. So for like the next week and a half, I just see them keep coming in this U-Haul. And I'm thinking... Every time they come in, they have, like, a return card, right? Like, they returned merchandise. Now they're getting gas in the U-Haul and cigarettes. And I'm like, so did you go apply for a job? Because I figured that's the only way I could, like, start up a conversation with this girl, you know? Oh, no, I haven't done it yet, you know, blah, 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 this and that. We're still trying to get moved into our place and this and that. So I'm friends with, like, I don't know what you want to call her. LP, we always call them, right?
Oh, yeah.
Loss prevention.
Yeah.
You know, the people that follow you in the store when they think you're stealing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she sends me a picture of this U-Haul from her store. And she goes, yeah, these people rented a U-Haul about 3 weeks ago and never returned it.
Oh, no.
So they were just cruising around in the U-Haul, living in the U-Haul, thinking, I was like, did they think they were going to get away with that? I was very shocked that. How long can you hang on to a U-Haul before they start coming out, hunt you down? You know, like, did they pay for a whole week? You know, I didn't know what was going on. I had a feeling I knew what was going on just because how they were paying for their stuff. But, you know, you never want to assume. You know?
So people, how did they get the return card? They would return something at the store and then come out by you?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
so
I saw that so many times, you know, when I was at customer service.
I'm totally making an assumption here, but I'm going to assume they were taking things off the shelf. Taking them up to the service desk, saying, oh, I don't have a receipt for this. You get a return card, right?
Yes.
So you can only use it at our store. I'm sure it's a write-off for the company in some way.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only do it so many times before they start, like, questioning you. I did quite a few years at the service desk, so I know how the process works, you know. If the service desk taught me anything, it taught me how to steal.
Yeah.
Because I watch so many people but she do doesn't, it all the time. Folks. I don't, you know. I'm too honest of a person to do that, you know. Yeah. But I pay for all my stuff. And I don't even take nuts out of the container and eat them while
yeah,
I'm walking.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. You don't spit out cherries.
I don't do that. I don't eat grapes before I wash them.
I saw so many people. I would watch them walk in on like the general merchandise side. Yes. And 5 seconds later, they'd be in my line at the customer service right. desk returning something. Right. I'm like, wait, I didn't see anything in your hand. Yeah, no. And you always have to just let LP do their job.
Right.
You know, or... And it's just so frustrating because they would say, oh, well, I don't have a receipt. Well, how'd you pay for it? Oh, with cash.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're probably teaching people how to do this now. Don't do that. Don't do that. There's security everywhere. But you will get in trouble.
And nowadays, there's so many ways for the store to look up, like your debit card, your credit card.
Yeah. Rewards number.
Don't try it because you'll
And I
get
think
caught.
When we were there, we had to say yes to everyone. They didn't want an
we
argument
did.
Up at the front.
We did.
So
we had
it
to
didn't
say
matter
yes
what
policy.
The situation was. We had to trust LP and just do what we right. were supposed to do.
And I said it before in another episode that I would get so mad at the employees up there because they would want to fight them about it. Like, what do you care? It's not coming out of your pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Until you get that phone call from LP saying, hey, hold them there
yep,
or do this or do that, mm-hmm. you know, then that's when you start.
So if
you're
a criminal and the person picks up the phone and they're like, yep, yep, and they're staring at you, run. our friend that's an LP is going to be like, you guys are so in trouble.
We're terrible. Yeah, it's, you know, you'd get so many people like that. I remember one time this group of people came in and they went straight to the back, straight to the toy aisle. I watched them back there. Go back there, and they come up with, like, I don't know if you know what a leapfrog is. It's like a toddler computer.
I was going to say, it's like a toy. Yeah, okay.
They're like $80, you know? And then, like, two other toys, you know? Their total was, like, I'll say $180, right? So I'm like, oh, you know, you want to return this? Yeah, okay, you got a receipt. No, I don't have a receipt. Mm. I said, okay, well, how'd you pay for it? You know, we can look it up on your credit card. You know, being friendly. It was, like... Around Christmas time, I think.
Yeah.
And they're trying to give me the excuse. Oh, you know, my mom got it for the kids
oh, yeah.
and this and that. So I'm like, oh, wow, you know, that's really expensive. Like, she didn't give you a gift receipt with that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, my kid got two of them. Okay.
How old's your kid?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. Yeah. And then they'd be like, oh, I think he's 7.
I said, or you guys can go ahead and walk out that door with the merchandise in your hands. Needless to say, they left it sitting on the counter.
Yes. Wow. Gosh.
But that was kind of a, you know, I'm a pretty nice person. So, and like I said, I was always the yes person. But
yeah,
you're
very nice.
I literally walked up, you know, watched them walk.
Yeah.
From the back.
Yeah. I could never figure out how the one woman would return clothes with tags on them, but they weren't clothes that we sold at the store.
I remember that.
But they were tags from, I could never figure it out.
Yes.
I'm sure she went to a few different stores.
She would go and buy clothes.
Mm-hmm. Probably not from our store. She would use our store to return.
Right. So this is what I think.
Okay.
She would,
you know who I'm talking about then.
I do.
Okay.
I remember this.
Yes.
So she would come buy clothes from our store.
Oh.
Take those clothes home. Pop the tags off, put them on her old crappy clothes out of her closet.
Okay.
Return the crappy clothes with our tags on them. And it was like, if you didn't work there very long,
you didn't know if it was
the clothes.
Yeah.
You know, you just scan the price tag on it, right?
Yeah.
So here she is, like, renewing her wardrobe for free and giving us her crap.
So it was like we were a rental place.
Yeah, I did it. I returned some stuff for her. And I
have
called.
I did too.
I get called into the office and I'm like, oh God, you know, it's never good when you get called into the office. But you know, I usually wasn't worried because I never did anything wrong.
Yeah.
Ever. And so they call me in there and they're like, what, do you see anything wrong with the shirt? And I was like, oh yeah, I returned that shirt. What's wrong with it? And they're like, it says like, you know, like Walmart brand or whatever. It was not the store that we worked at. And I was like, oh my God. From that day forward, I never not opened a box, checked a tag, whatever.
Check those shoes.
Yes, because then I had another one. This guy tried to return a TV, and he's like, oh, I bought it Black Friday, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, like, you got your receipt? And he's like, oh, no. You know, let me help you look it up.
Yep.
You had to have paid for it with a credit card. You did not pay $700 cash for this huge TV. So he goes, you know what? I think I have the receipt at home. I said, okay, go home and get it. Well, he left the TV there while he goes home to get it. So me being proactive and getting myself prepared for him to come back, I open up the box. The TV is smashed.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you never saw him again.
He came back.
He did?
He came back. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm back.
I wasn't really getting a clear screen.
He's like,
There's some blue line through it.
Because he was telling me, like, oh, yeah, it didn't work with this stuff that I already have, you know.
Did he not think you were going to open it and look? I don't
know. You know, like, sometimes I've seen crazier stuff happen. Oh,
that's true.
So, yeah, I was like, I understand you couldn't find your receipt. And did you drop this on the way in or something? No, why? I said, this TV is smashed. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you know what? I don't want it. And he left it there.
Your problem now.
He didn't want to have to try to get rid of it.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you can't just throw it. I mean, you're not supposed to just throw it in the garbage, you know?
Oh my gosh.
So he was trying to get rid of his garbage and get paid for it.
That's
but
such a great idea. I got a couple TVs around here. Do you think they'll take tubes back? The
big tube oh my thing? God. I don't think any place is sold.
I bought this last week. They're like, this looks like it's from the 70s. Oh, well, can you, you know, look the like receipt
I,
up.
I bought it from Venture. That store hasn't been around for like 40 years.
Woolworth.
Benjamin Franklin. I don't know.
Well, I can't believe you can't find my receipt from 35, 40 years ago.
If you're not listening from the Midwest, you probably don't know what any of those stores are. But, you know.
Look them up.
Yeah, yeah. They used to be around, so.
I remember how so many times the woman that worked in shoes, it was like her palace back there. She would bring a box up to me, and it would be someone's work boots that they took off.
Yes.
Decided to try on the ones that fit and walked out the door with the new, and she would just be so mad. It was like having her own children being replaced. Oh my gosh.
She would get so upset. Or if like there was only one shoe in the box, it would drive her mad.
Yes. She would look everywhere.
I think people did that to her
on purpose.
I think people used to go hide shoes on her
because such a sweetheart.
They knew she would like, oh, where's the pair to this shoe?
Oh, she would walk right up. I'd see her come in with a box. I'm like, oh no, God. I just returned the wrong pair of shoes. And she would open the box and flip it over. She's like, these have been worn.
But they said they didn't like them.
Yeah. They were the wrong color.
Well, now these just have to go back and we lose money for it. Did it come out of your pocket? Once again, did that come out of your pocket? No? Oh, okay. So we don't care. We're just trying to not get in a fist fight up here, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So you've seen a couple like
just loud arguments. You know, there was
customers or employees?
Yeah, customers to employees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah.
I didn't notice what was happening. I was working in the meat department. I didn't really know what was happening until I heard it loud. And there was a customer. Actually, I think he was a shopper. Like, you know, he does the shopping for people.
Oh, okay.
And he was pointing over the counter. And before I knew it, I mean, it was like they were all out.
Oh, my God.
You know, and everyone kind of like started going around in a circle, like making sure I mean, more like keeping everything safe so that nothing gets broken, like fixtures. Yeah. I don't even think they were worried about the people. And it was just pointing, yelling. And then it was like an hour later, I saw him shopping again. He was giving the guy like, hey, everything's good.
Oh
like,
my God.
I'm like, what is going on?
Hey, I found the bologna. Sorry, I yelled at you. You know what? I did see, you know, they would have those like crews of people come in and do the resets.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because you love it when they switch around the whole damn grocery store. So there was actually
customers love when we switch around the stores.
Whole crew of people would come and do that. Well, supposedly this one guy, you know, he was married with some kids, and one of the employees at the store started dating that girl or came in or something, and they got into a fist fight in the aisle.
Oh.
Because I think the dude that the girl was sleeping with, like, went in there purposefully to try to get him fired. He picked a fight with that guy to get him fired. Like, that's terrible.
See, don't mess around.
Don't mess around. Don't,
if you're married with kids, you stay married with kids. You don't mess around with who you're doing resets with.
But, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe he was just the total victim in that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, she was like, bye, Felicia, and I'm going to have someone kick your ass. just hated them that much.
I've seen customers argue with other customers that take the last bag of something during the holidays. I love during Thanksgiving or Christmas, every cart looks the same. So every, you know, you got one turkey, frozen or whatever, fresh. You have your green beans, your beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
Tomatoes, ham, ham, chicken, turkey, chicken. Okay.
So every cart has all of that. Yes. And someone will take someone else's cart because they look the same. Yes. So one year, years back, a customer walks up to me. She goes, "Someone stole my cart." And I'm like, okay.
Well, what's in it?
Well, yeah, she was like, turkey, green beans. I'm like, oh no, we're in trouble. So we were kind of floating around and she says, and it has a blue little book with all my coupons. So that helped.
Yeah.
You know, that helped. It wasn't like her purse was in there or anything like that.
That's good.
So we're walking through. I'm going up and down the aisles, up and down the aisles. There's probably 20 grocery aisles, up and down, up and down. I keep passing her. Nope, no luck, you know? Yeah. And there was a cart that was sitting in meat. So I knew someone had taken hers and she just wanted that coupon book.
Right.
So, I mean, 10, 15, we have everybody out. I'm calling everybody. 15 minutes later, this lady passes me. Oh, she's shopping. She's getting her chicken broth. I'm like, is that your cart? She's like, yeah.
I think so.
I'm like,
it has
that
my
your
turkey
blue?
And greens and beans and tomatoes and potatoes.
And I go, well, is that your blue coupon book? And she was like, oh
no,
it's not mine. And she's like, hold on, where's mine?
I think left I saw it over in meat.
It's over in meat. You got to reshop for everything.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, yeah, so funny. I think that happened every year.
Yeah,
every
year. I'm sure. You know, those women, they get all crazy when they have to plan dinner. They have the whole family coming. You know, I think this was probably the best year for Thanksgiving, right? Because everyone distanced.
Yeah,
I think so. Unless you were one of those people and you got together anyways.
Oh, my gosh. That's another podcast.
Yeah.
Another episode.
I know, I was thinking about our podcast today in the car, and I'm like, and this and that, and I'm like, wait, that's a different podcast. That's way too serious.
That's way too serious, yeah. That's season two.
I can't go in that direction. People will leave if I go in that direction. So, total fail. Me and Meredith here just found out we got these really cool sounds on our soundboard. Can I get a round of applause for that, please?
I don't know which one it is.
Not that one. No. Ding, 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 ding. Here comes the killer. Yay!
So, that's going to be a lot of fun.
We're
going
to start adding those in, just so you guys are aware. I forgot. What was I saying?
We always trained to be like a store director in charge when the store directors were off.
Right.
So I always loved the customers that would come up to service desk and say, you know, I need this, I need that. And you would say, I can't help you with that, or I can't return that,
so
or
sorry.
You smash the TV.
Yeah.
And they would say, let me speak to your manager.
So then you would like do a 360 twirl. And turn around and, like, face them again and be like, hello, I am the manager.
I am the manager.
You know, we're the only ones that think our jokes are funny.
I know.
That's what makes it great. We don't have to hear you all laughing. We feel it in our hearts.
We're the ones laughing. That doesn't matter.
We're the ones that are laughing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Is that the end of our show?
That's it.
All right.
We're done.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by NameTag Productions, LLC. Entire podcast, unless otherwise stated, written by the hosts. Drums, written and performed by my son, Steven. The Clopin Effect, a retail podcast. If we have to be all in this together, we might as well make it fun.